Unit 8, First World War and Role of Japan in Peace Conference. Unit 8, First World War and Role of Japan in Peace Conference. Structure 8.0, Objectives. 8.1, Introduction. 8.2, Role of Japan in the Initial Stages of War. 8.3, Infamous 21 Demands. 8.4, Role of Japan in the Paris Peace Conference. 8.5, Siberian Expedition. 8.6, Summary of the Unit. 8.7, Model Questions. 8.8, Books for Study. Page 20, 8.0, Objectives. Study of the opportunity being given to Japan, continue the policy of expansion based on the stages explained in Unit 7. Study of infamous 21 demands, which had the purpose of converting China as Japanese colony. Study of the opportunity being provided to Japan to elevate herself as world power by participating in the Paris Peace Parleys. Study of the way in which Japan utilized the success she attained in all the stages of the World War and the treaty. 8.1, Introduction. First World War was a major catastrophe in the history of Europe. No major battle was fought either on the Asian land or sea. Still, almost all the strategic places and the communities had their relations with either the Allied or Central Powers. The Asian countries backed in toto the steps being taken by the Western democratic powers against German dictatorship. Asia was a party to President Wilson's attempt at making the world safe for democracy, launched after 1917. 8.2. Role of Japan during the early stages of the First World War. Japan's entry into the First World War was based on two factors. 1. Obligations under the Anglo-Japanese alliance, and 2. Larger interests of coming out as a political and military power in Asia. Despite the opposition of the English public opinion, the Anglo-Japanese alliance had been extended in 1911 for another 10 years. The British government felt that this war of necessity in order to free her vessels for duty in the Atlantic. When war broke out in August 1914, the British asked the Japanese to destroy German naval vessels in the Far East. The Japanese government sent an ultimatum to the German government demanding withdrawal of all the warships from Chinese and Japanese waters and Shantung be surrendered to Japan. Japan entered the war on August 23rd when Germany ignored the ultimatum. In a message to the American government, the Prime Minister, Count Okuma, said that the object of his government was not the conquest of territories but the establishment of peace in Asia. The outbreak of the war in Europe had aroused great alarm in Peking. President Yuan Shikai sought the American assistance in seeking from the aggressors declaration of respect for China's neutrality. When nothing came out of this, China proclaimed her neutrality. In the meanwhile, Japanese forces placed the Chinese port of Tsingtao under blockade and entered North China. Entire Shantung fell into the hands of Japanese forces. Japan took over the German-owned Tsingtao Trinan Railway. Japan also took over from the Chinese the management of the railroads outside Shantung. Japanese replaced Germans in the Chinese customs house at Tsingtao. The Japanese Navy occupied the German-owned Pacific Islands. Ignoring the Allied request that troops and ships be sent to Europe, Japan limited her participation in the war to convoy duty in the Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean. Page 21. 8.3. Infamous 21 demands. When Europe was preoccupied with war, Japan proceeded to settle the Chinese question in a manner favorable to her on January 18, 1915. Japanese Minister Hyoko presented a group of 21 demands which intended to convert China as Japanese colony. These demands were presented in retaliation to China's cancellation of Shantung as the war zone. It was Japan's desire to establish a solid legal basis for her special interests in Manchuria. Unable to compete with the Western nations in safeguarding the economic interests in Manchuria, Shantung and Hanyeping Company, Japan presented the demand in five groups. Group 1 was concerned with Shantung. Chinese consent to any subsequent German-Japanese agreement disposing of German right in Shantung, not to cede or lease any part of the Shantung to any other power, to Japanese construction of a railroad and to the opening of certain cities to the domicile commerce of foreigners were the prominent demands of this group. Group 2 was concerned with South Manchuria. Japan demanded that the lease of Port Arthur and Dairen be extended from 25 to 99 years, that the Japanese subjects be permitted to own land for farming, commercial and industrial purposes, that Japanese subjects be accorded liberty to enter, reside and travel in South Manchuria and eastern Inner Mongolia, and that Japanese subjects be accorded right to engage in mining. Group 3 was concerned with Han Ye Ping Company. This company owned some of the richest iron and coal properties in central China. Japan, in order to secure sufficient iron ore, wanted the company to be a joint Sino-Japanese concern. Group 4 was concerned with non-alienation of territory. It prohibited China from ceding or leasing to third party any harbor, bay or island along the coast of China. Group 5 provided that the Chinese government should employ Japanese political, financial and military advisors, that Japan should have the share in guarding important cities, that China should purchase only Japanese ammunition and agree to the joint operation of certain Chinese arsenals. These demands were presented secretly to President Yuan, but information about the demands leaked out. When America came to know about the demands, the reaction was such that Japan was forced to modify the demands. The final agreement signed on May 28, 1915, made Shantung a Japanese sphere of influence. Japan's Manchurian rights were extended to 99 years. In January 1917, England sought Japanese assistance against German submarines. Japan promised to help, but in return for a British undertaking to back Japan's claims in Shantung. France and Italy had also been induced to make similar commitments. All Japan had to do was to persuade China to declare war on Germany. Page 22, 8.4. Role of Japan in the Paris Peace Conference. First World War came to an end in 1918. The peace conference was held at Paris in 1919. It was presided over by the American President Woodrow Wilson. Japan presented three demands in the peace conference. Number 1, ceding German-owned Pacific Islands. Number 2, surrendering the German-owned railway property of Shantung. Number 3, declaring racial equality among the states as one of the principles of the League of Nations. Wilson agreed to fulfill the first two demands on certain conditions, but refused to concede the third demand. The Pacific Islands, that is the Carolines, Marianas and Marshalls, were handed over to Japan. Germany's Shantung rights were transferred to Japan in order to prevent the Japanese from walking out as the Italians had done. In the agreements concerning the League of Nations, Japan was made one of the five permanent members of the Security Council. Thus, Japan was formally recognized as a world power. 8.5 Siberian Expedition. Japan found herself foiled in some of her attempts to profit from the First World War. Japan believed that America was responsible for her frustration. America had supported China in the latter opposition to the 21 demands. Japan was prevented from occupying North Sakhalin and a portion of Siberia. Chaotic conditions in Russian on the eve of a revolution in 1917 provided an opportunity to Japan to move on to the conquest of Siberia. An excuse for intervention was provided by the presence of Czech prisoners of war held captives by the Austrian army. When the Allied expedition landed in Siberia to rescue the Czechs, Japan sent in some 75,000 troops, three times the combined number of the Allied troops. After the Western troops withdrew in 1920, the Japanese army remained. In course of time, Russia succeeded in establishing a government in Siberia. Japan withdrew from Siberia consequent upon the pressure brought upon in the Washington Conference. 8.6 Summary of the Unit. First World War had gone far to destroy the balance of power in Eastern Asia. The war elevated Japan to a new status. The war provided Japan with an opportunity to expand her economy and armed forces. Japan suddenly changed from a debtor nation to a creditor nation. A permanent seat secured in the Security Council of the League of Nations was an excellent achievement. Page 23, 8.7, Model Questions. Number 1, Long Answer Questions. Question number 1. Explain the role of Japan in the First World War and the Paris Peace Parleys. Question number 2. To what extent the First World War helped Japan in her bid to become a world power? So, short answer questions. Question number 1. Write short notes on the 21 demands. Question 2. Explain briefly the role of Japan in the Paris peace parleys.
Page number 21.